A special treat this afternoon. As part of our membership campaign, we have a live performance broadcast direct from the new Barman Cheney Performing Arts Studio at FM 89's new Clovis Broadcast Center. My name is Joe Moore. It's all part of a kickoff next week of FM 89's new season of Young Artists Spotlight, a program you can hear Wednesdays at 3 o'clock starting next week and through the spring here on FM 89. As part of our preview, we have with us in the studio today the University High School Choir, directed by Greg Lapp. Greg, welcome to the station.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
This is the very first live performance from this new facility, so we're really excited to have you here and the 35 students that you have with us today. Let's talk about what we have to start out with.
We're going to start with a piece by Johann Sebastian Bach, and it's an Alleluia from one of his cantatas. So, should be very fun.
FM 89, a special treat today as the University High School Choir joins us live in our performing arts studio here today. Greg Lapp with us. Tell us a little about the students you have with you today.
This is the chamber choir. We have five choirs at University High School, and this is the chamber choir. And probably half the group is seniors, and then another good portion of them are juniors, and there's a few sophomores in the group as well.
Is this choir season?
Actually, kind of not. We're kind of in between. So most of the stuff we're singing today are things we sang last semester. So we're just getting going again and this new semester.
Well, very exciting and a treat to have all of you here today. Some talented young musicians. University High School music is a big part of your curriculum, right?
It is. It's a required portion along with math and science and everything else that they do.
All right. What do you have with us next?
We're going to do an arrangement of a folk song. It's an arrangement that I did myself, and it's the classic A Home on the Range.
All right. We love that one. Let's hear it now on FM 89.
Where's Zelda?
Some great images of the windswept prairie here on FM 89 today, as that was a live performance by the University High School Chamber Choir of Home on the Range, as arranged by the director of the choir, Greg Lapp, who is with us today, as this is a special broadcast as part of our membership campaign and a preview of our upcoming season of Young Artist Spotlight on FM 89. Greg, you also have a number of students who are in the group. We're going to talk to a few of them here. We have Lucas Flores with us right now. Lucas, welcome.
Hi, it's good to be here.
What's your favorite part of being in the choir?
My favorite part of being in the choir is getting to listen and sing I consider complex music, and it's really different than what some other choirs I've seen do. It's very nice to be around other people who have the same skills as I do.
What's the hardest part of doing something like this?
The hardest part of doing something like this is definitely in this particular setting, being live and not wanting to mess up. That's definitely something that messes with my nerves.
So what year are you in high school?
I'm a junior.
And when you graduate, what do you want to do? What's your dream for college?
I would like to become a nurse practitioner, but I would definitely love to keep singing and maybe community choirs or something.
Very cool. Greg, what do we have coming up next?
I've got a really wonderful soloist I think we're going to do next, Denaline Tiu, and she's been studying voice for quite a number of years, and she's going to be accompanied today by Milan Biltz, and they're going to be doing O Mio Babbino Caro from Gianni Schigi by Puccini. So here is Denaline Tiu.
A little soloist action here on the FM 89 airwaves as we make a little scene change here in the studio as we continue with a special broadcast live from FM 89 today in Clovis.
That was Denaline Tiu doing O Mio Babbino Caro, accompanied by Milan Biltz. In addition, Denaline is singing this weekend in Our Town, the Fresno Grand Opera's production. She's in the chorus of that, and so hope you come out to see that too. That should be very fun.
Very exciting to hear it all live on FM 89, and a great example of the talent that we have in our community in young musicians that we showcase every every year here on FM 89 as part of Young Artist Spotlight. And, you know, with the new facility we have here at Valley Public Radio now, the performing arts studio is about three times the size it used to be. We used to really be, in fact, we could not have done a broadcast like this in our old facility. You remember that, Greg, a little more cramped than this.
It would have been, yeah. This is very nice in here. I'm very pleased. It's going to be very fun.
So we're very excited to showcase the choir, and not just vocalists here today, but we also have a flute soloist coming up.
Actually, she's going to accompany us on our next choral piece. This piece is called Basket. It comes from a set of four pastorals by Cecil Effinger, and it's normally accompanied by oboe. But our oboist is off to a college interview someplace.
So priorities, gosh.
Exactly. So she couldn't be with us, but Maya, who sings in the choir here, I asked her to do this on flute. And so Maya Rugama is our flautist, and we are going to sing Basket by Cecil Effinger.
Do a lot of your choral students also play an instrument?
Yeah, many of them do. I would say probably half the group sings in a choir as well as playing in band or orchestra, and a good third of them probably perform in one of my other choirs as well, like my show choir or something like that. So they do a number of things.
Let's listen in the University High School Chamber Choir on FM 89 live from the Barman Cheney Performing Arts Studio in Clovis. Another selection from the University High Chamber Choir. Greg Lapp with us today, the director. What's coming up for the group?
We've got a concert tour. We're going to go down to L.A. We're going to do a couple of performances. We're going to visit a college, do a workshop with some people down there. And so that's coming up in March. And then we have our end of year concert coming up in April. So that's what we're working towards now.
How much work goes into getting a group like this? How much do they rehearse a day or a week?
Right. Our school is set up kind of interestingly. This choir rehearses every other day for an hour. And that most of the choirs and instrumental ensembles as well rehearse that. That's actually about half what most schools do, but they're real smart, so they can pick it up fast. So
very, very talented. We can tell that from what we're hearing over the airwaves today, as we have another student here we're going to feature.
Yes, we are. We are going to feature now Milan Biltz again. She was accompanying Denaline earlier, but she's going to do a piano solo, and I'm going to have her tell you what she's doing.
Great, go ahead.
Okay, so this is a Bartok suite, and it's just a little piece that I've prepared for some college auditions as well as Certificate of Merit coming up next month.
What's Certificate of Merit?
It's a piano evaluation. I think it's national, but that's how you move up to the next level as a pianist.
So do you perform in front of an audience or their judges, or you tape something?
We do a written test, theory test, and then we do an oral test, so that's like listening, and then and is it like major or minor, those kind of things, intervals, and then we do an evaluation on technique, and we have to memorize about 3 songs and then play another 2 songs for an evaluator.
All right, well, let's go ahead and listen here on FM 89 today. Bravo. Another performance from the University High School students joining us today. Piano solo there, as we have about 5 minutes left before we have to rejoin network programming for All Things Considered. What's next?
Hello, I'm Felicia Zernitsky.
And Felicia, tell us your favorite part of working with all these fellow students in this choir.
Well, what I like about our school is that it's pretty small, so you know most of the people in your grade level, but you don't always know the people who are a grade above you or a grade below you. So one of the things I like about this choir is that you get to really get to know the people who are a grade above you and the sophomores here, and you all get to connect through music, which I think is really nice.
What piece do we have next, and what do you like about it? Greg, why don't you tell us what's coming up?
We're going to close with a piece, and this is we're a little bit out of season here, but this is a thing we did back at the Christmas season, and it's a piece called The 12 Days After Christmas. Everybody knows the 12 days of Christmas, but what would maybe have happened in the 12 days after Christmas?
So what should we listen for in this?
Well, what I really like about this is that it's not what you expect. So you'd think it starts out one way, and you think, oh, I know where this is going. It's kind of one of those kind of songs, but then it goes on like a twist, and it's a really unique and funny piece.
All right, we'll listen in here on FM 89, the University High Chamber Choir, straight ahead here on Valley Public Radio, live broadcast today as part of our membership campaign. Greg Lapp directing the choir, getting everyone set right now, and here we go.
The first day after Christmas, my true love and I had a fight. And so I chopped the pear tree down and burned it just for spite. Then with a single cartridge I shot that blasted partridge. My true love, gave to me. The second day after Christmas, I pulled on the old rubber gloves and very gently wrung the necks of both the turtle doves. My true love,
I kept one of the drummers.